WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zorneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Those driving north on the freeway in Bryan today begin 4 months of not having access to the William Joel Bryan in Boonville on and off ramps. Construction of new ramps will take until next February. And if you've been caught in slow traffic going south on the freeway in College Station, the TxDOT office in Bryan says it could continue for another couple of weeks. The lane closure, which continues weekdays until 4 p.m., has backed up traffic before the Emerald Parkway exit. Two brothers have been reunited with their parents after a seven-hour search Monday night. College Station police say a relative caring for the 2- and 6-year-old reported them missing around 6 when they could not locate them. The search was called off before 1 this morning when they were found. The case remains under investigation. Early voting ends this Friday. Brazos County Clerk Karen McQueen says this year's numbers are higher than last year's due to candidates.
Not that interested in amendments, even though there were some city races on the ballot last year. It just seems they get out more for state and federal races.
For information on when and where to vote, go online to brazosvotes.org. Each of the last 3 years, more than 210 teachers have left the Bryan School District. That was one of the topics addressed at last week's local candidates forum from those seeking the at-large position on the Bryan School Board.
Roy Flores was asked what he would do to slow down the turnover rate aside from increasing teacher pay.
We need to learn how to keep our teachers. And what we need to do is we need to sit down and talk with them, find out what they need.
David Stastny says they're looking for ways to reward excellence in the classroom.
You're going to have teachers that are going to leave no matter what because of the spouses graduating from A&M or whatever the reasons are. There are some that one of the areas that we've got to do better at is minority recruitment and retention, and I have asked and we've actually tried to do better at having a committee, a group of citizens and also staff that work with these people to try to make them feel more comfortable in our community.
Overall turnover in Bryan ISD has exceeded more than 400 employees each of the last 3 years, which is an average of 20%. Comments from all those participating at the candidates forum are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Registered voters in College Station are still being recruited to serve on a committee to develop recommendations for a bond issue a year from now. There will be 3 subcommittees, one exploring future facilities. Mayor Nancy Berry says that can include a city hall. She says there are space needs in multiple locations.
There are public works, internal auditors, mm-hmm. or transportation people are at the municipal court building. Our police are out of room. They need additional space as well. The fire administration is over at the municipal court, too.
Application information is online at cstx.gov/committees. The other subcommittees will be addressing future needs in parks and transportation. The congressional midterm elections means the possibilities of new committee assignments and possibly new chairs. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan has been mentioned as a possible candidate to head the House Veterans Affairs Committee.
There are still a couple of names in front of me, actually 3 names in front of me. And so I think just in seniority, there's probably not a great likelihood that they'll do it.
Congressman Kevin Brady of the Woodlands, whose district includes Grimes and Madison counties, is interested in chairing the House Ways and Means Committee. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 64 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwerneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring. Flooring today.
Zwerneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
If you're thinking about getting new windows, either for a new build or you're remodeling, then let me suggest you do something. If you have a window in mind, call the company that manufactures that window and talk to their service department and see if you get sent through a phone tree or you need to leave a message. And the reason I mention that is because that's the kind of service you're going to get after the sale if you deal with some company from out of town. You call Intercon, 823-3639. You talk to real folks. They'll solve your problems for you. They'll answer your questions for you. Real people, not a phone tree. That's one of the things that makes dealing local a plus. And when you're dealing with Intercontinental, you're dealing with not only local, but a father and son, two generations of providing windows that are energy efficient for you, no matter what kind of a situation you've got. So if you're doing a remodel or if you're doing a build, then get in touch with the folks at Intercon. Let them come out and give you an estimate, because you'll never get any high pressure. They just don't work that way. What they do is they get you great windows at really good prices, and lots of satisfied customers can tell you that story. So give them a call at Intercon and get the ball rolling, 823-3639. And we'll remind you, if you're a BTU customer, they've got some inducements there as well.
Tuesdays at Fred and Fred Seafood Market are Tuna Tuesdays, which means up to 10% off fresh yellowfin tuna loin, custom filleted to the perfect thickness for grilling, pan searing, or baking. They'll even season it for you. Do something different for dinner. Stop by Fred and Fred Seafood Market on South College and Bryan, next to the farm patch. If it were any fresher, it would be in the sea. Like Fred and Fred Seafood Market on Facebook for specials and recipes. Aggie owned and operated.
Aggie fans, Slavacek sausage is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics and available all season long at Kyle Field. Slavacek uses the same great Czech recipe you've been used to for years and is made just down the road in Snook, Texas. Slavacek has been part of the Aggie community since 1957. So come see us at Kyle or look for us at your local HEB, Walmart, or Sam's Club. Slavacek sausage, proud to be the official sausage of the Aggies.
Good morning, it's 712, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. From now through November the 28th, Lennox is offering up to $1,300 rebates on a complete home comfort system. That's a high-efficiency heat pump and or air conditioner and a gas furnace or air handler. Barker's Heating and Cooling. Here are the numbers.
Warm weather continues today. We'll see some sunshine. Our temperature's up to about 85 this afternoon. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy tonight. Cold front could lead to a shower or a thunderstorm overnight, 65. That front may trigger a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow. Temperatures near 80. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow night. Lows near 60 degrees. Thursday, partly to mostly cloudy. Chance for leftover shower. High 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, of course, Aggie football is back on the field this week. They're going to be taking on Louisiana Monroe Warhawks at Kyle Field. I'll tell you, give you a little bit of a preview about that, as well as the kickoff time for Auburn a couple of weeks away, and that's going to be a big one out there in Auburn, as well as World Series and the NBA kicks off tonight. And the Stars are back on the ice. All that and more coming up in sports.
So Tony Romo hurt his back last night, huh? That's not good news.
No, it's not. Well, he's had surgery on it a couple of different times.
Yeah.
The first time was for a cyst, and the last time, I think, was for a herniated disc.
Okay.
And so they wanted to take all the precautions that they could. Again, he came back in the late fourth quarter. Brandon Whedon was the backup, was actually doing pretty good. And Tony Romo said that he wanted to come play, so he came back, but just didn't work out for him and the boys.
Heck of a game.
Yeah, no, it was, because I know Patrick was awake too, because I saw him tweeting out on it.
I wished I hadn't have been, based on the turnout.
Oh, they lost. What
they did.
Shame. Yeah.
My dad was happy though.
And they were doing pretty. Yeah, I'm not a Cowboy fan. Well, they're doing pretty well though, aren't they? I mean, they had one of the best records in football.
Well, they had a 6-game winning streak, so I mean they got that snapped. I think it hurts a little bit more than it was to the Redskins.
Yeah, well that's true. All right, extending the brand, taking something, get your niche in the market, and then do what you can to kind of push out from the edges. Okay, one of the great examples of that I think of is Arm & Hammer. Now, you know, 10 years ago they just did that baking soda, and you know, what's baking soda? How many boxes of baking soda do you go through in your life?
Yeah, when you run out of toothpaste.
Yeah,
how many volcanoes are you making?
Exactly, or you know, stick some in the refrigerator, right? All that kind of stuff. So they tried to do that. Well, now if you look around, it's in toothpaste. It's air conditioning filters. I saw one of those last week. So that's extending the brand, taking your name and putting it on other things, and you get your name out there. Uber. Pretty interesting idea, right?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Okay, this deal where, you know, you become a member and they'll get a vehicle that'll take you from hither to yon. So trying to extend the brand, Uber is now testing on-demand flu shots where you call on your cell and a nurse will meet you wherever you are.
An old-time house call.
Sure, because nothing says healthcare like getting a shot from a stranger coming up in a random car, right? Perfect.
Well, hold on. They're still strangers when they give you flu shots. How many times do you know the nurse is jabbing a needle in your arm?
Okay, that's true. But that ends up maybe being in a doctor's office or a clinic or in a pharmacy.
You're not meeting her out in a parking lot somewhere.
Right. It's, I'll be driving the green Yugo. Okay, perfect.
Well, you know, we do have an employee who is an Uber driver.
Does Uber X?
Yes.
Here in town? Is that right? I didn't know that.
Yes.
Well, that's fascinating.
Okay. So he recently did that. I call him the transporter now.
What kind of vehicle does
just got a new one.
Oh, okay. Well, that's important.
Brand spanking new.
Yeah, both Kias. Both black, but he okay. just...
I think I know who that is. Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Put it together.
Really? Okay.
Actually, I think he got it with Uber in mind because he called it the Ubermobile when he was showing off pictures of it.
Of course he would.
Das Uber Auto.
Very nice. Okay, that new Apple Pay system having its problems.
Yeah.
Not because it doesn't work.
No, but it's proprietary.
It is.
You got to buy all that equipment.
But here's the deal, is it's Apple, you know, and so they got a lot of money behind it. Here's the deal. Rite Aid and CVS drugstores disabled the Apple Pay because it conflicts with their own system, which is called MCX, stands for Merchant Customer Exchange. The MCX system also allows merchants to build customer loyalty databases, okay, so that you can track purchases and, you know, buying history and all that kind of stuff. Deal is, though, Apple Pay is already in more stores than MCX. They're in 220,000 stores. But you see, you talk about proprietary, and I mean, think about the systems that stores have had to take before. Now, while the piece of equipment itself may not be proprietary, the software program, you know, you had to deal with that company. You had to buy it from them. They did the tracking. They're the ones who nicked the merchants for it. So there's a level of propriety in that, while it may not be the piece of hardware. You know what I'm saying? So going to Apple Pay is not that different in that it's proprietary. You know, the Square deal is the little white thing that you stick in there?
Oh, yeah.
Has done a pretty good job of taking a market share, especially for small businesses that the credit card companies used to have.
Yeah.
And, you know, as we've talked about it, as things change, and Square is going to have a challenge with this, and I don't want to get too deep in the woods, but the deal is you have to understand that there's new technology coming in America with credit cards that they've had in Europe for years having to do with credit card fraud.
Well, yeah.
And the person in the chain who has the lowest form of technology, shall we say, could end up being the one who's liable if there's any kind of credit card theft. And right now, the credit card companies eat that. You know, somebody steals your credit card and you don't stop the credit card, deactivate it, and somebody goes out and charges $800 worth of stuff, you don't pay that. The credit card company eats that right now.
Well, up until now, they've pretty much set the game, or they've made the rules of the game, and they take their 2-3%.
Right.
I was reading in USA Today when they were talking about CVS getting rid of Apple Pay. They're part of this MCX group.
Yeah.
It's a mobile payment thing. It's supposed to. It's their version of Apple Pay, but they've been working on it since 2011, and they talk about the merchants wanting to avoid paying that 2-3% transaction fee.
You bet.
Former Walmart CEO Lee Scott is reported to have said, "I don't know that MCX will succeed, and I don't care as long as Visa suffers."
Sure. And that's exactly, you have to understand that that's a whole different, talk about a gigantic revenue stream for them. And I kind of wonder about why Walmart hasn't necessarily gotten into some sort of a situation like that where they would have their own type system, and then they could sell that to other merchants if you wanted to. Of course, again, sharing history, sharing the loyalty programs might make other merchants uncomfortable, but you know, Apple is the 800-pound gorilla. They want to come in here and be a part of the marketplace. They are going to be a part of the marketplace.
The big difference is that MCX, their product is called Currency, and it works with the existing checkout terminals, so they don't have to do the upgrades that Apple Pay requires.
Gotcha.
Listening to all this just makes me so thankful I don't have any credit cards.
Well, is that right? Are you that person?
Yeah,
you're
good.
That guy.
I'm that guy.
Good.
I've got a debit card, but, you know, and my credit... It is good at times if you want to build that. And I got one when I was still in school.
Right.
Local bank here in town is really good about doing that. Interest on it was rather low. And that's good to help build up your credit. But for the most part, I try to stay away from them.
Well, but see, that's the way I feel about debit cards.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't have a debit card.
Because you can't touch your money?
You
got to have it in your hand.
But that's just the
Straight
way I
cash.
Feel about it.
Straight
yeah.
cash, homie.
Just kind of the way I feel about it.
I've got family who they built their home for cash. They built it.
Okay.
And they lived in it for decades. It burned to the ground.
They
went to go get a home loan.
Yeah.
They had no credit
because
they never had a mortgage. They never needed one. They were so financially responsible that they had no credit history.
And if there is a little crack in the wall that is Dave Ramsey, of course, he talks to a lot of people who are trying to get out of the gully that they've gotten themselves into. But if
they built a history already.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
and if you deal in cash, it's very hard, obviously, to rebuild that. But it is. It's amazing. It's amazing how crazy that is. And the other thing I think that people are starting to understand is if your credit score is not good, it can impact all sorts of things like your insurance rates, for instance. I mean, what they do is they have a profile. And if you fall within this number and this number, there's pretty much a profile as to the kind of person you are. Well, that may not always be true. And so, yeah, a cash society would be a wonderful thing to be able to live in, but the time is going to come when you'll need to make a major purchase, and they'll say, well, we're sorry, we just don't have any tracking on you. It's not that you're a bad person.
Yeah.
We just don't have any credit history.
I'll just hold my breath till Bitcoin makes it.
Yeah, I do that, okay? How deep a color of blue will that be? You heard this story, I guess, this morning on the Wall Street Report. Walmart has done away with its fat girl costumes.
Yeah.
In what world did you think you were not going to catch heat over this?
There was some speculation that maybe a programmer put it in as a joke, and it made it through to production, and that's a risky proposition.
Were they just referred to as plus size?
No, they were called fat girl
costumes.
Yeah,
it's a fat girl
costume. That's what they called them.
It was a subcategory.
Yeah. Okay. StyleWatch says that Twitter users slammed the big box retailer for being rude. Walmart says that it issued a statement saying the fat girl category never should have made it onto our site. So what they say is that they will make sure that if they do something like that, it will say women's plus size Halloween costume.
Yeah.
So it's not to make anybody really.
Because I know there's some guy costume. I didn't buy any, but you know, I know that there's some guy costumes that they say, you know, big and tall or something.
Yeah. Exactly. So that's it. We just come up with a little, you know, phrase that everybody can feel better about themselves.
At University Pediatric Association, an annual well check is much more than just keeping vaccinations up to date and charting height and weight. A thorough physical exam every year is the best way to ensure the health and happiness of your child. After a child enters kindergarten, they may not need another vaccination until the sixth grade, and that makes it easier for parents to put off the annual appointment. But children develop quickly during these years. And understanding the effects of individual risk factors like stress, sleep habits, and lifestyle choices is critical to a child's overall health, both physical and emotional. The annual well check is the best time to discuss these things with your child's pediatrician. At UPA, an annual well check includes a vision screening that can detect problems in the eyes before a child's vision is threatened. And we'll perform other tests as needed so you'll always know what's best for your family. For more information on well checks, click on upadocs.com. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
Suddenlink has a great deal for you right now with fast high-speed internet, 15 meg for as low as $35 a month. Suddenlink has been ranked as one of the most highly recommended service providers by PC Magazine, plus Netflix has ranked Suddenlink high-speed internet faster than DSL. And while we're talking about Netflix, Suddenlink is making it really easy for you to be able to access your Netflix. They now provide access to Netflix directly on your TiVo. It's a major provider for this area, too, when it comes to one-stop experience. I've got a TiVo, and it's so great because you can go in not only the shows that you've saved with TiVo, but all it takes is a couple of clicks, and you're over to your Netflix account, or you can watch videos on YouTube. TiVo is spectacular, so get in touch with the folks at Suddenlink because they can make that happen for you. We're getting to the end of the month. So we've got a whole new raft of video-on-demand movies and pay-per-view events that are rolled out every month from Suddenlink. That's another plus, too. Plus, you always get Suddenlink's 30-day money-back We Promise guarantee. The switching up event is going on right now, so stop at the Suddenlink store, which is at 4114 East 29th Street, for more information. Or you can sign up online. It's easier than ever. Visit the website, suddenlink.com, and get it done there.
Luis Garcia is running for Justice of the Peace Precinct 4. Since he has 8 years of experience as a constable, he knows it's important for the two positions to maintain a professional working relationship with no personal matters weighing them down. Experience, maturity, and a deep commitment to the community make Luis Garcia your best decision for Justice of the Peace Precinct 4. Look for Luis. Timeless commitment. Proven leadership.
Paid for by Luis Garcia Campaign, Johnny Yepes, Treasurer.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 726. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. A little bit of a change coming in the weather in that it's going to be okay today and actually maybe better tomorrow if you like cooler weather and you like rain, and we could use some. 84 for a high temperature today. Winds out of the south at about 5 to 10. 64 for the low tonight with a 30% chance of rain. Tomorrow our high will be 77 and a 30% chance of rain. Unfortunately, they've downgraded that a little bit for right now. And then tomorrow night, 58 will be our low, and then we'll be in the upper 70s and lows in the middle 50s for a couple of nights. Friday night, Saturday night, maybe down around 52 or 54. So kind of chilly, as a matter of fact. Right now, the winds are calm, 87% relative humidity, fair skies, and we're at 64 degrees.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
Dixie Tire Company is bringing you the best deals on custom wheels. Dixie Tire Company, located in downtown Bryan, has the best deals on tire and wheel packages from all brands and sizes. That's Dixie Tire Company. Or call 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
On Friday, Hillary Clinton appeared in Boston at a rally for Martha Coakley, who wants to be Massachusetts governor. Now, Hillary had to impress the crowd because that's where Elizabeth Warren is from, who once said, "You didn't build that." And the crowd really likes Elizabeth Warren. Hillary wants them to really like her. So she had to come up with something similar, and she did. She said, "Don't let anybody tell you it's corporations and businesses that create jobs. You know that old theory, trickle-down economics. That's been tried. That's failed. It's failed rather spectacularly." Now, this is certifiable. The American people, working in small and large businesses and corporations, fuel the economy. They create the wealth that political deadbeats like the Clintons and Obama burn through. Reaganomics is what trickle-down is. Reaganomics brought America back from Jimmy Carter financial desperation. The trickle-down model led to an explosion of global economic growth. It hasn't been seen since, and it will never be matched as long as liberals are in power. Now, Mrs. Clinton doesn't believe this, ladies. She doesn't believe what she said, but she knows that the rabid, insane Democrat base loves it. She has to say what they want to hear. What does that tell us? Democrats fuel hatred for American tradition and greatness in order to get elected, and that is doing great damage to our great country.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with intimacy. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-214-8537. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-214-8537. That's 1-800-214-8537. Call 1-800-214-8537.
Howdy, my name is Jason Bayansky with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Bayansky, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Bayansky at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayansky.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. College Station police are investigating what led to a seven-hour search for two children. The brothers, aged 6 and 2, were reunited with their parents before 1 this morning. A press release issued shortly after 6 Monday said a family member had been taking care of the children when they were unable to locate them. Early voting ends Friday. Brazos County Clerk Karen McQueen reminds voters to bring an approved photo ID,
which would be a driver's license, or an ID, passport, concealed handgun license, the naturalization or citizenship paper, veterans or military ID cards, or the election ID card.
Early voting locations are open from 8 to 8. For more information on where to vote, go online to brazosvotes.org. There is one contested race for Bryan School Board in this year's election. Both participated at last week's local candidates forum.
David Stasny says there have been improvements and there are examples to follow.
Neal Elementary, for example, which is a high-performing school that has a lot of low socioeconomically status students, they've done an excellent job. They just find ways to make the parents feel welcome, and that's a critical need.
Roy Fuller suggested providing information to parents via text messaging in addition to the district smartphone app.
Being able to contact that parent with information on the progress of their student and what their homework is going to be. So when the parent comes in and asks a child, well, what homework do you have? And they say, oh, none, because we're testing this week. The parent can say, no, you have a test on Friday.
Online at WTAW.com, you can hear from all who participated at last week's Chamber of Commerce Forum at the Bush Library. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There's still time for registered voters in College Station to apply for a committee that will recommend what should be on a citywide bond issue next year. Mayor Nancy Berry says there are 3 subcommittees. One of them deals with transportation projects.
Mostly streets, traffic signals, roads to construct.
Another will explore future locations of city parks.
I would say we're growing, and there are parts of towns that are underparked, if you will. They're not close to parks, okay. And each part of the city has a park fund or designation, and so I would think we could look at some neighborhood parks.
The third committee will investigate facilities, including a new city hall and police department. Application information is online at cstx.gov/committees. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan has had his name come up to chair the House Veterans Affairs Committee. Flores downplays the talk, noting there are 3 members with more seniority.
If for some reason these other folks in front of me wind up getting other chair positions, then I'd be happy to be the VA chair.
Committee assignments will change after next week's elections. Congressman Kevin Brady of the Woodlands, whose district includes Madison and Grimes counties, remains interested in chairing the House Ways and Means Committee as a way to expose wasteful government spending.
Swedish massages for rabbits, sea monkey, synchronized swimming lessons, teaching mountain lions to use a treadmill.
Former vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan is also interested in the powerful position. Motorists on the freeway southbound in College Station will have another couple of weeks to put up with one-lane traffic associated with the Rock Prairie Road Bridge project. The lane closures, which take place until 4 p.m., means a backup as far as before the Emerald Parkway exit. Some are exiting at Deacon and taking the frontage road, then returning to the freeway after Rock Prairie. The TxDOT district office in Bryan reports the contractor is working as quickly as possible to finish what needs to be done to end the lane closure. And another reminder for those going north on the freeway in Bryan that on and off ramps north of Briarcrest affecting William Joel Bryan and Boonville will be closed starting today for the next 4 months. Nurse Nina Pham will have to wait until her dog is out of quarantine before she can see him. While Pham has been cleared of the Ebola virus, Bentley remains under the care of veterinarians until midnight Saturday night.
The vets do not want to take any chances, and they don't want to create an opportunity for a potential breach in that system.
Sana Syed of the City of Dallas says Bentley is the first dog to be quarantined for Ebola, so veterinarians need to establish protocol for pets. Pham was released from the hospital Friday and is now immune from the virus. The dog has not shown any symptoms. Halloween night means the Vandals will be out instead of ghosts and goblins. East of Dallas, the town of Van will delay trick-or-treating until Saturday night. Mayor Dean Stone says it's because the undefeated Van High School Vandals football team is playing.
It's one of the most family-oriented towns probably around, you know, and yeah, we like football, but when you're winning, you really like it. I think sometimes changes are necessary, and it won't leave our town quite so vacant.
While City Hall has fielded numerous calls from complaining residents, the mayor says the move will accommodate more people for both events. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 64 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 8 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important. And is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians. Expert care focused on you.
Ronnie Mike and Ron Smith for Aggieland Carpet One.
Did you know that October is National Karistan Month?
That's right, Ronnie Mike. There are lots of new styles and colors, and area rugs are 50% off. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and take advantage of the lowest prices of the year.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Hi, I'm Kyle in Cardona, and I'm asking for your vote for Bryan City Council to serve as a voice for you, the people. As a managing partner of a local Bryan funeral home, I'm focused on listening and caring for individuals. And when elected, I'll bring that passion to the people of District 4. As a family man, businessman, and resident of Bryan, my pledge to you is to serve with honesty, integrity, and transparency. I ask for your vote to keep Bryan moving forward. Please vote Kyle in Cardona as your next councilman from Place 4.
Paid for by Kyle in Cardona campaign, Glenn Duhon, treasurer.
Did you know you could complete a college course in less than 3 weeks? Try a mini-master class at Blinn College. With a wide variety of classroom and online classes offered, the mini-master doesn't even have to interrupt your break. You can take a class you need for your transcript or simply learn something new. Get ahead or catch up with a mini-master course at Blinn College. Search for classes and find out how to apply at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 5 straight years. And a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Got some weather for you. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Warm weather continues today. We'll see some sunshine. Our temperature's up to about 85 this afternoon. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy tonight. Cold front could lead to a shower or a thunderstorm overnight, 65. That front may trigger a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow. Temperatures near 80. Maybe a shower thunderstorm tomorrow night, lows near 60 degrees. Thursday, partly to mostly cloudy, chance for a leftover shower, high 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in just a little bit in sports, going to be talking some Monday Night Football between the Cowboys and the Redskins. The Houston Texans, of course, played on Sunday. Going to be talking some World Series. San Francisco Giants going to be at the Kansas City Royals tonight. The Giants with a chance to close it out in Game 6 against Kansas City. All that and more coming up at sports.
Colorado man accidentally ran over his head.
That takes some talent.
Yeah, to avoid getting burned by a cigarette, happened Sunday morning. The man's expected to survive. Dropped a lit cigarette down his jacket as he's backing his van out of a driveway in Aurora, Colorado. He leapt from the moving vehicle to shake out his clothes, but his van kept rolling and knocked him to the ground, and the front driver's side tire rolled over his head. I don't know.
I'm trying to put this together. It's like the Seinfeld thing with the spitting incident with Keith Hernandez.
Okay, yeah.
Played out in my mind.
Yep. Relative said that he witnessed the accident. Police said that they do not intend to file any charges. Neither alcohol nor speed were factors in the accident.
Neither speed?
Yeah, they cautioned people to avoid any distractions while driving. Yeah. See, smoking, it's not good for you.
Well, he wasn't texting, at least.
So yeah. Not yet. He was just barely backing out of the driveway. So, Van, Texas, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you
home
know,
of the Van Vandals.
There have to be other high schools that are playing away from home. There have to be other high schools. I don't know. Van's got, what, probably 3,000 people? I don't know.
It ain't big.
No. That's over in your part of the world, right?
Yeah.
Over in East Texas?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Tyler's about, I don't know, 30 minutes away from Van.
So, I mean, I think it's kind of cool that the mayor said we're going to postpone Halloween. That's,
yeah.
You know, kind of fun.
Well, I mean, I don't understand why everybody's getting upset about it. If you want to go trick-or-treating, go ahead. You just
fine.
Might not get any
That's
candy.
Right. I mean, if the whole idea is to be able to get some candy and a lot of people are not there, they're going to be playing at Will's Point. See, and I don't want this is a big deal because I was looking Will's Point up because I got nothing else to do. You know, it's they're 5-3 this year, and the Vandals are undefeated. So I figure the Vandals pretty well got a lock on a playoff spot. Will's Point probably doesn't. Now, what you'd hate is if they go over there and lose. They go to Will's Point and lose.
Yeah, especially if you canceled Halloween.
Yeah, and you canceled Halloween. Then you got to come back and, well, you know, then Halloween will be a bummer. This guy probably won't get reelected mayor. So, I mean, he's got a lot riding on this game. he's already been on the phone to the mayor, to the football coach going, hey, Sonny, or whatever his name is.
Because he messed with the natural order of things.
Exactly right. Now, this is what I've done, so you got to bail me out of this thing. I don't want to be getting myself in any kind of trouble here.
So, like the guy running, what was it, for Congress that was mentioning the Redskins thing?
Yeah, that's
right.
Is his
opponent going to mention the Halloween fiasco?
This is the exact, that's what will happen. Hello?
Yeah, this guy in Colorado who ran over his own head.
Yes.
Who exactly are the cops not going to file charges against?
Yeah. Really?
Now, you think that's crazy. We had a family friend that actually closed the door on his finger one time.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like he chopped his finger off or anything, but that's just, it's one of those deals. It's a head scratcher. I'm telling you.
How do you do that? What were you thinking about when that happened? Yeah. So.
Human beings are capable of some crazy stuff.
Oh, we are. We need to get out of our own way every once in a while. That's for sure. All right. So an accused convenience store robber in California brought the money back a few hours later. 23-year-old Kyle Warren Abbott stole two bottles of beer and an undisclosed amount of cash during an early morning gas station robbery, but Mr. Abbott came back a few hours later, apologized, handed back most of the money, and waited for police to arrive. Later explained to the officers that he had planned to use the stolen money to start a new life somewhere. I guess he didn't get enough money to start the new life, so he decided to take it back. Booked on suspicion of robbery and probation violation. Hey, and if you also heard in our news, I know we're all excited as we drive in Bryan that the exit to William Joel Bryan's only going to be closed for 4 months.
Ugh.
That's not inconvenient at all.
I just want to know what some of these were just a month or two, but there must be something bigger going on with this one.
Well, I don't know. And yesterday I was I had to stop at a shoppatorium over on Rock Prairie. And that's just insane over there. This is about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's just just stay away from there. There's reason to be there if you don't have to be.
It's tough when I make my weekly Kroger run to go get some food for lunch or Freebirds or
something. Yeah, well, you got to think about going in the back way, maybe. I mean, you'll go all the way down to Welborn Road and come back up that way, but or out Longmire, maybe. But it is. It's just, I mean, the access road is all the way backed up, and you said, what, back to Emerald Parkway, we're going to have some problems. It is. And I understand the roads are going to be better. We're all going to like it when we get done. But I'm still not convinced that the Rock Prairie overpass is going to be enough by the time it's all said and done.
I mean, sorry, Scott.
Yeah, it's all right.
I also live over by Holloman in 2018, and they've been doing construction on that for
a little while.
Of last week. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so they're doing some of the median out there. So.
Hello.
From those of us who live in South College Station, we do not appreciate you announcing our shortcut to the Rock Prairie Shopping Center on radio.
All right, thank you. I know. Okay. Yeah, don't want to let that cat out of the bag and keep from it. But those are getting to be harder and harder to find. And, you know, the whole idea of the raise, because you're talking about that, the raised median. Mm-hmm. Now, I understand, you know, I'm sure that the traffic people say that's great because it cuts down on the possibility of accidents because the fewer driving decisions that people have to make because they're going to screw them up.
Right.
You know, it used to be, I mean, I loved when you could drive down Texas Avenue and had a common left turn lane.
I know I'm sounding like an old guy now,
but it used to be that you could do that.
Well, you had
turn
more time with the buggies.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
It's all fine and dandy until you get the people who are just used to doing that. Well, I used to be able to do that. I ought to do it now, because then they go up and bust a U-ey and... Oh, man, now I have to make new decisions as to how hard do I want to hit you.
Can there be anything worse than, and again, apologies to folks in Bryan. I know you have some places, but in College Station, there just seems to be more craziness. But for all those people right there at Texas Avenue in Holloman by the water tower, that they just decide to whip a U right there. They get in the left-hand turn lane and whip a U to head back south, then head back up north again. It's crazy. It's nuts. And then they do the same thing at Harvey.
Well, it's because they can't turn left.
Of course. Yeah. That's and I know that there are probably traffic engineers who factor that into their whole equation. But nonetheless, I hate to steal this sports story from you.
That's okay.
All right. But, I mean, I listened to your first sports cast and you didn't have it, so I'm going to go ahead and do that. Congratulations to Boomer Esiason. He is now the commissioner of the first feline football league. Yeah. I know you had it and decided not to use it. As you might have guessed, the Hallmark Channel is putting together this year's Kitten Bowl 2, which will run on Super Bowl Sunday, or as they call it, Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
And Boomer, who retired from the NFL to become a radio host and football commentator back in 1997, now the spokesperson for the FFL. League is in the process of holding a draft right now, playing regular season games leading into Kitten Bowl 2, after which all the players, so to speak, will be placed in homes by the North Shore Animal League of America.
They're only able to play night games, though, because when the sun's shining, they just lay in that little ray of sunshine and take a nap.
Malik is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills, too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do. Making a difference for you.
Have you experienced a Malik difference? When you turn to the experts at Malik and Carrier for your indoor comfort, they won't try to sell you anything. They'll just show you all your options. If you decide to replace your system with an energy-efficient Carrier, Malik is offering up to $2,400 in credits and rebates. Malik proudly installs Carrier that services all models with discounts for military and senior citizens. Call 776-2222 or go to MalikService.com. Malik, making a difference in your family's comfort.
Malik is making a difference for you.
License number TACLA 9262C.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
If you're a work-at-home mother of a toddler,
you may feel your only goal is to survive until your husband arrives. Some days are just like that. But take heart. Even with a toddler, you can thrive as a mom. Hi, I'm Jim Daly from Focus on the Family. If you're feeling overwhelmed, author and mom Erin McPherson has a few suggestions for you. First, she says, get into a groove. Now, that's not easy when you spend your days chasing a toddler all over the house. But you can learn to pace yourself emotionally. Not every situation is a crisis that has to be handled immediately. It's okay to deal with some things later, after you've caught your breath and gotten your emotions under control. You can diffuse a lot of stress if you'll stop, take a deep breath, and pick your battles. As you do, try not to compare yourself to other moms. It's easy to assume other families have it all together. But a well-behaved child doesn't necessarily mean the mom is parenting better than you. Maybe her child has a more compliant personality and naturally puts up less fuss. Remember, a snapshot of someone else's life doesn't give you the full picture. Above all, do your best to enjoy the time you have with your child. That won't be easy given the day-to-day challenges of raising a toddler, but the bond you create will carry them throughout their life. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
You've been thinking about switching to solar. Don't wait much longer or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Move quickly because the tide is turning. Solar power is becoming a threat to big energy profits. In fact, some power companies are even pushing for extra fees to make up for lost revenue. Warning, you must have your solar system up and running by midnight December 31st or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Energy prices are expected to increase by as much as 40% in the near future. Go solar now with no down payment, interest, or payments for a whole year. You can afford it because we finance. Get your government money and save big every month. Big Energy is getting nervous and the door of opportunity is about to slam shut. Paying $150 a month or more on energy bills? Then call 1-800-MY-SOLAR now for a free in-home assessment. 1-800-MY-SOLAR.
My home, my savings.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Well, the Texas A&M freshman libero Eamon Nettles has been named the SEC Defensive Player of the Week for volleyball. The San Antonio Churchill product posted back-to-back career highs in digs and victories over Georgia and number 16 Kentucky. Nettles also became the first A&M player to receive the weekly conference defensive accolade this season. Eamon, the Aggs hit the road this weekend, taking on Alabama Friday at 7 o'clock in Tuscaloosa. Then on Sunday, they'll travel to Columbia, Missouri to take on Mizzou at 3. Aggie football's November 8 game, it's good gracious, at Auburn has been set for 2:30 p.m. The Maroon and White will look to break out of a three-game slump this week when it hosts Louisiana Monroe at 11 a.m. at Kyle Field, and you can always catch that one right here on WTAW. Two Texas A&M women's golfers are in the top 10 after the second round of the Alamo Invitational in San Antonio. Mariposa Navarro sits in a tie for 7th place in the tournament at 3 under par, while fellow sophomore Maddie Zarek is tied for 10th at 2 under for the tournament. The Aggies shot 6 over on Monday, bringing their 2-round tournament total to 1 over, good enough for 5th place. The third and final round takes place today down in San Antonio. Monday Night Football had the Dallas Cowboys hosting the Washington Redskins in Big D. Skins quarterback Colt McCoy, making his first start in 3 years, struggled a bit in the first half, but came out in the fourth quarter to give Washington a 17-10 lead with 13.5 minutes to go. The Cowboys starting quarterback Tony Romo went down in the third quarter with a back injury, leaving it up to backup Brandon Whedon to rally the team.
Wings it right. Whedon goes along. 10-5. Pylon. Touchdown to the big man.
And that would make it 17-all with 9.5 minutes to go. Romo would later return in the quarter, but couldn't gain any traction, sending the game into overtime. The Skins got the ball first, and well, they scored first.
40-yard attempt by Kai Forbath from the right hash to give the Redskins the lead in overtime. Pressway is the holder. Kick on the way. He's got the distance, and Kai Forbath delivers. 20-17, Redskins.
Cowboys would try to answer on the ensuing drive, but a 4-and-out ended the game in Dallas' 6-game winning streak. McCoy finished the game 25-30 for 299 yards and a rushing touchdown as returned to the Lone Star State. For the Cowboys, Romo finished with 209 yards and a touchdown, despite suffering a contusion to a surgically repaired back.
It felt like some sort of knee or elbow or something just kind of
hit me perfectly in a spot that kind of obviously sends negative feeling. I don't know, even if I hadn't had back surgery, I'd still probably have felt that one really good. So it was just a direct shot right there.
Romo said he should be able to good to go against the Cardinals on Sunday, but if he can't, it would be Whedon, who completed 4 of 6 passes for 69 yards and a TD. The boys dropped to 6-2 on the year, while the Redskins improved to 3-5. The World Series returns to action tonight, with the Royals hosting the Giants for Game 6 in Kansas City. San Fran, which holds a 3-2 lead, could put it away tonight with a win, but skipper Bruce Bochy says he doesn't plan to do anything special.
No, I don't think you change anything. We didn't in 10, we didn't in 12. We just went out there and played the game. As I said, I've got a good group here, and they're not going to change anything. They're not going to put any added pressure on themselves. I mean, they've been through so much with their history in the postseason and the World Series. I don't know what you change. I mean, hopefully you get good pitching, get the timely hitting. That never changes.
In the other dugout, Royals manager Ned Yost says he expects the series to go 7 games, but he can't focus on that just now.
Game 7 is not even in my mind right now. You know, we're going to win Game 6 and then worry about Game 7. You know, you can't think about Game 7. Even though I got a real strong sense in my heart that we're going to be in Game 7, but I can't worry about Game 7. I got to do everything I can to win Game 6 to get to 7.
Veteran Jake Peavy will take the mound for San Francisco, while rookie fireballer Yordano Ventura gets the call for KC. The two squared off in Game 2, with Peavy getting the loss and Ventura a no decision in a 7-2 Royals win. First pitch of Game 6 is tonight at 7:07 at Kauffman Stadium. The NBA season kicks off tonight with all three of the Lone Star teams in action. The defending champion San Antonio Spurs look to defend their title when they host interstate rival Dallas at 7 p.m. and the Houston Rockets hit the road for LA to take on the Lakers at 9:30. And on the ice, the Stars will welcome the St. Louis Blues to Big D at 7:30. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care. For living assistance caregivers specialized in memory care, go to visitingangels.com. On News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
During countless hunting and fishing trips, Dad taught me about life and being a man. I've never forgotten those words of wisdom, but now that Dad is starting to forget things, I know that as a man, it's my responsibility to make sure he's taken care of. That's why I'm so thankful for Visiting Angels. Dad loves having Courtney around to help him with dinner, keep the house tidy, and just have some company. And he gets to keep living in the house he knows and loves. There are angels among us. Visiting Angels. Call Visiting Angels today to find the perfect memory care specialized caregiver for your loved one. VisitingAngels.com.
Hi, this is Rick Hill, the voice of Olson Field at Bluebell Park in Texas Aggie Baseball. I'm also the Republican Party candidate for Brazos County, Justice of the Peace Precinct 3. During my 22 years in CSISD, including 14 years as a principal and assistant principal, I made a large number of decisions requiring common sense leading to compassionate, fair, and firm resolutions. This experience will help me effectively serve our community. I'd appreciate your vote for Rick Hill for Brazos County, Justice of the Peace Precinct 3. This ad paid for and approved by the Rick Hill for JP campaign, Paul Dorsett, Treasurer.
Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. Now, you're getting your house ready to sell, and you go online, and you want to compare apples to apples.
Right.
And everybody's apple looks better than your apple when you're trying to sell your house.
Yeah, that happens. We have people who are a little bit concerned when they initially call.
What do you do, though? I mean, what do you need to spend money on, or who do you contact to know, you know, okay, if I do this, I'm going to make that money back?
Great questions, and timeline is another question. We say as soon as you're really getting serious about selling your home, whether it's 2 weeks before you're ready to put it on the market or a year or more before you put it on the market, go ahead and interview a realtor. Go ahead and have them out and start talking about what you want to do. They can do an analysis for you of, you know, the range of cost per square foot in any given neighborhood and whether or not it makes sense for you to replace the carpet or put in granite countertops or upgrade your landscaping, those types of things. So don't be embarrassed. Let the professionals come in and tell you what you need to declutter and what you need to do.
And take my advice. The team that Zweiker & Associates has actually helped me sell 2 homes. And they fill in the blanks for you really easy. It's ZARealestate.com.
Hi, I'm Red Cashin. Bryan College Station has been my lifelong home. I care about this community, and that's why I'm asking you to vote for Julie Merrifield Schultz and re-elect her to the position of College Station City Council, Place 5. I believe Julie has done a remarkable job of uniting our community, creating responsible budgets, improving our great quality of life, and ensuring our community continues to grow one first down at a time.
Political ad paid for by Julie Schultz.
Well, you know, the NBA season starts tonight, so we're really all excited about that. You know, the NBA first came to be as the Basketball Association of America back in 1946. The shortest player to ever play. Oh, by the way, one of the teams was the Providence Steamrollers. I don't know when they went out of existence. Shortest player to ever play, Muggsy Bogues.
Muggsy Bogues.
5'3". Before he was playing in the NBA, Wilt Chamberlain was one of those fun-loving goofballs in the Harlem Globetrotters. You know, he spent 1 year with that team.
Huh.
And then he retired March 9th of 2000. The fan favorite three-point play, we all know, didn't start with the NBA. It started in the ABA, you know, the one with the beach ball that they played with.
Yeah.
And let's see. Oh, and Kobe Bryant's middle name is Bean.
Oh, I was going to guess Beef.
Yeah, so he's Mr. Bean. Huh? All right. Look for a high temperature today, probably about 84 or so. Then it's going to turn a little bit cooler, as a matter of fact. Our low on Friday night, maybe 55. WTAW, Colorado.